So flip backwards. We're up to page Tzadi in the Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov had said that when a person sees something in a dream, so he should quote a verse that's positive about that thing when he awakens, rather than a negative verse. And Gemara continues with many examples now of things that you see in a dream, and you should immediately quote the positive verse and not the negative verse. So it says, if you see a mountain, say, Manavu al harim raglei mevaser, that's where we ended off, and don't say the verse, al harim asa b'chivanei. Don't say the verse that discusses weeping over mountains. You see a shofar in a dream, you should say, Yitaka b'shofar gadol, on that great day they'll blow a great shofar, and don't say the verse, Tiku shofar b'giva, blow the trumpet because war is coming. You see a dog in your dream, say the verse that says that, Ulchol b'nei Yisrael lo yichatz kelev lishono, say the verse that all the dogs wouldn't dare bark at the Jews when they left Egypt, and don't say the verse, Vaklavim hazei nefesh, the dogs are so brazen, they're a fearful creature. You see a lion in the dream, say, Al yeshoeg milo ira. Say the verse that anyone who hears the lion roar trembles. Obviously, we should tremble before God. And don't say the verse, Al aliyem isubcho, that describes how Nebuchadnezzar is like the lion coming out of his den to destroy Israel. You see shaving in a dream, so say the verse, Vaygalach vaychalef simlotav, how Yosef shaved and changed his clothes into royal clothing as he entered royalty. And don't say the verse that Samson said, In gulachti, if I shave, v'sal mimeni kochi, I'll lose all my strength. You see a well in the dream, say the verse, Be'er mayim chayim, about how a well is a source of life. And don't say the verse, Ki kalbo mimav, that the verse describes like a well. I don't remember the exact definition. It's describing how the Jewish people are not in line with God. A person who sees a reed in the dream should say, Kane ratzutz lo yishaver, even a withered reed doesn't break. Don't say the verse, here you relied on that withered reed that's going to harm you, the Egyptians. You relied on the Egyptian peace treaty. Tanu Rabbanan. We're holding the fourth wide line in the page Tzadi. Haro'e kane b'chalom. If someone sees a reed in the dream, so the word reed in Hebrew is kane. So the Braisa says, Yitzapele chokhma. You should anticipate wisdom. Shenemar, as the verse says, kne chokhma. So literally the verse means acquire wisdom. Kne could mean acquire. Kne could mean a reed. So it's a play on words. Kanim, if you see multiple reeds in a dream, Yitzapele bina, anticipate understanding. As the verse says, Uvechol kinyanecha kne bina. The verse literally means use all your assets, like kinyan. Chazal over here interpreted to mean kinyanecha, multiple kanim. If you see multiple reeds, that indicates understanding. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said the following thing. Kara, kora, kira, kara. If a person sees kra, kra is a type of big vegetable, maybe a pumpkin or a gourd. If you see kira in a dream, ko ra, if a person sees kora is that top layer of the palm tree. You guys know the palm tree develops branches and then they fall down and then develops new branches. The branches that fell down form a soft layer on top of the palm tree, which you could cut off the top of the palm tree, the very new layer. And that's very sweet because it has all the sweet honey of the palm tree. And they used to cook it and make delicious food out of that. And that's called kora, that top layer of the palm tree. So these are three words that sound similar. Kira, kira is a gourd, some type of big vegetable. Kora is the top layer of the palm tree. And kira is wax. Kanya is a reed. Kulu ma'alu lechelma. Every one of these is a good thing if you see it in a dream, because however he interprets it. Tanya. So the Braisa says, En marin bluin el al mishu yirei shamayim. they only show a person dalat. Dalat is that same gourd, that big vegetable, maybe a pumpkin. They only show dalat to a person who is God-fearing. Bechol kocho, with all his strength. Why? Because Chazal understood that dalat stems from the word dal, to lift his eyes. Dalat is like one who's always lifting. The dalat is a vegetable that keeps growing, it keeps lifting itself, it keeps getting bigger. So dilat, if you see it in a dream, it represents that a person is always lifting his eyes to heaven. Okay, maybe all these things worked in their days when they knew these interpretations. I don't know if today that dream interpretations would be the same. I don't know. Ha'roeh shor b'chalom, if a person sees an ox in his dream, yashkim yomal, so he should quickly say, b'chol shoro hadar lo, that chosen ox, how glorious it is, before he says the verse that describes how an ox gores a person to death. Say a positive thing when you wake up. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have another agadic quote about an ox. Chamisha dvarim ne'emru b'shor. Five things were said about an ox. Ha'ochel mibsaro mitasher. If you dream that you're eating good steak, ox meat, if that's your dream, so you should know you're going to be wealthy. Okay, we can understand that. Negacho, if you see the ox goring him in a dream, so then havine banim shem nagchim b'torah means you're going to have children who are going to be powerful in Torah, that gore other people, that they're powerful and fight for the Torah. Nishacho, if he sees the ox biting him in a dream, yisurin bein alav. So that means afflictions are heading for the person. Be'ato, if he kicked the person in a dream, derech rechokan izdamnalo. So that's an indication, the foot of the ox indicates a long travel, a long journey, and it's an indication that you're headed for a long journey. Rechavo, if you dream that you're riding on the ox, so then, olelikdula, that's a dream that indicates you're about to rise to greatness. So the Gemara says, really? That's what it means? Vatanya. But we have another brisa that says, Rechavo met, that if you dream that you're riding the ox, that means they're going to carry a person in the coffin with the ox. It means he's going to die soon. So which one is it? Is he going up to greatness or he's going to die? Lo kasha, had rachivu l'torah, had rachiv torah ledi day. The Gemara says, yeah, it depends who's riding whom. If you're riding the ox, then you're rising to greatness. If the ox is riding on you, so then that means you're going to be 6 foot under and oxen are going to walk over your grave. That depends who's the rider. Okay. Haro'ech hamor b'chalom, if a person sees a donkey in his dream, yitzapeh li'ishua, he should anticipate salvation. Because the verse says, hinei b'malkech yavol lach tzadik v'noshau aniv rochev al hamor. God says about the Messiah, I'm sending you your king. He is righteous. He is filled with salvation. He is impoverished, riding on a donkey. So if you see a donkey, you could anticipate salvation. If you see a cat in the dream, so it depends. In a locale where they call cats shunra, naset lo shira na'a. So he's going to have a good song, so to speak. If they call it Shinra, if they call a cat Shinra where you live, so then Naselo Shinuira. Shinra means Shinuira. There's going to be a bad change in his life. So you see that the interpretation of the dreams depends on what you call these animals. So when we see all these dreams, it seems like our interpretations can't go in line with the Gemara. Meaning the dream and the interpretation of the dream depends a little bit on how you view these animals. The Talmud was talking to giants. When they saw a donkey, so they automatically associated the donkey with the Messiah. When we see a donkey, maybe we associate it with an Arab. I don't know. Because who do you see riding on donkeys? You see Arabs riding on donkeys, right? Or camels, whatever. I'm saying there are certain things, all these things, when we see them, we don't associate a pumpkin with anything but Halloween, right? Or maybe good soup, I don't know. We don't associate it with raising our eyes up to heaven. We don't even know that a pumpkin is called Dalat. So I'm not sure that all these interpretations would work for us. But okay, well, we'll read them anyways. Havanavim b'chalom. If you see grapes in a dream, levanot, ben bizmanam, ben shlo bizmanam, yafot. If you see white grapes in a dream, it doesn't matter if they're ripe or not, it's a good sign. Shechorot, black grapes, so then bizmanan, in season, yafot, it's a good sign. Shelo bizmanan, out of season, ra'ot, it's a bad sign. Ha'o'esus, lavan b'chalom, if you see a white horse in a dream, we turn the page, we're up to Tzadi Amid Beis, the second line. Ben binachat, ben birdof, yafelo. If you see a white horse in your dream, it doesn't matter if he's calm, it doesn't matter if he's charging, chasing after something, it's a good sign. Adom, if you see a red horse in the dream, binachat, yafe. If the horse is standing calmly, that's a good sign. Birdof, if he's giving chase, if he's running, so then kashe, it's a bad sign. Haroi Yishmael b'chalom. If someone sees Yishmael in a dream. Okay, how do you know you're seeing Yishmael? I don't know. Maybe he has a place card. It says Yishmael. I don't know.
Maybe it means the Muslim in general.
Let's see the next line. Tfilaton Nishmat. He should know his prayer will be heard. V'davka Yishmael ben Avraham. Specifically, if he sees Yishmael, the son of Avram. Avaltaya ba'al malo. But if you see just an Arab, then that's not what it means. It doesn't tell us what it does mean. It just says it doesn't mean that. Haroi gamal b'chalom. If someone sees a camel in his dream, mita nikneset lo min hashamayim v'tzilua mimena. It's a sign that they taxed him with death, and then they saved him from it. So in heaven he was saved from it. Me'ekra. Amar b'cham Rav Chanina me'ekra. What's the source for this? Anochi aredim cha mitzrayim, ava anochi alcha gam alo. God says, I will take you down to Egypt and I will also take you out. Gam alo, I will also take you out, sounds like the words gamal, gam alo. So again, none of us would think of that, but I don't know if they would think of that either, because they have to quote a verse that seems like the Talmud didn't know it either. That's why it's not so clear to me from this Gemara whether these are spiritual codes and then they would apply to us too, or these are interpretations that were right for their day, and maybe in our day the interpretations are different. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Me'acha, he said a different verse, Gam Hashem Yavir Chatatcha Lo Tamut. It says, Hashem also passed over your sin, which again, Gam Hashem is like Gamal, passed over your sin, and that's a sign that if you see a Gamal, Hashem passed over one's sins, and he won't die. We'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, next week.